You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
We're playing some Rattle Off right now. Let's meet one of our players here. It's Kate. Hi, Kate. What's going on today?
How are you? How is everybody?
So really good.
Yeah. It's a pretty day.
Pretty day.
It's beautiful out.
Mm-hmm.
So nice. I was hoping that it would rain and snow. And
I think that's coming still, though. So.
No, but like on this day particular, because then everything would have been canceled, and then we wouldn't have had all the, you know, events going on today.
Oh,
I see what you're saying. Kind of snuff it out, huh?
Well,
yes.
Yeah.
I don't think a little rain would stop that celebration, Kate. Yeah.
Probably. But it did last year, though, I think.
Did
they reschedule?
Let me put it this way.
It.
They just moved the festivities, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Into their car.
Anyway, listen, it's just bringing people together and making them happy.
It's so. Community, really.
Sure.
So. Right.
Community first.
As long as nobody gets hurt, I don't care. So, all right, you ready to play some Rattle Off? By the way, yes. What do you do, Kate?
Well, I'm 19, and I want money off of scratch tickets, so I'm kind of living off that and going to school.
No way.
You're living off of money that you won from scratch tickets?
All right, how much?
How much?
Okay, so my last name isn't out there, right?
No, it's just you. No, well, in fact, we'll call you Janine.
Janine.
What did you win on a scratch ticket?
Yeah, well. 1 million.
Shut your mouth.
Okay, now, are you pulling our leg here?
No, I'm serious.
You bought a scratch ticket. How long ago was this?
4 months ago.
4 months ago, you bought a scratch ticket. So you scratched do you mind if we walk you through this?
Or walk us through this.
Because we're very curious about this. So you bought a scratch ticket. Was it like at a convenience store or something?
It was at a gas station.
So at a gas station, you bought it and you scratched it. And did it tell you right away that you had won 1 million?
I was kind of going through it and I thought it. I thought it was, but I wasn't sure. And so I took it in and they scan it. And it comes up, you are a winner, and this little piece of paper comes down, and it tells you how much you win. And the guy just kind of handed it to me and stapled it to my ticket, and he's like, you might want to go down to downtown.
Right.
Oh, my God. Just like all nonchalant. Like,
did you lose your mind?
My mom was freaking out. She was looking at me right now, waving at me, telling me not to provide too much information, but she did. And I was like, no way. Are you serious? And then we kind of... I signed it, and I drove straight down there.
My God.
So did they cut you a check for that, like, right there?
No.
Or no, you got to wait?
Yeah, about 7 weeks? It was about 7 weeks.
7 weeks. And then taxes were taken. What'd you get after taxes?
Oh, my gosh.
We're curious. Nobody knows who
you are. Nobody knows who you are.
Nobody. You're just a voice on the radio. Nobody can find you. So what was it after taxes?
It was like six. It was in the six. 600.
My God. Did you blow
That's
any
so
of it
cool.
right away? Like,
no.
Did you, you, you
no,
just you
I bought
smart.
A car, but I still live at home, and my parents are making me go to school.
Yeah.
Good. Be smart with
That's
it.
That's very smart.
Invest.
So it's just kind of like, now what are we going to do? I mean, they'll let me go, you know, on vacation, they'll let me go somewhere, but they're very, very protective right now.
I really love that. I like, because you hear so many lottery and scratch ticket winners who blow all the money and actually end up, you know...
You have such a leg up on, like, life.
It sounds like you and your parents are handling it in a mature, responsible way, and I really am glad
to hear
that.
I want to go to, like, a really fancy, like, steak restaurant, and they said, no, I have to go to Outback, so...
It's all right.
I have to go to, like,
what kind of car did you buy?
Yeah.
It is... oh, my gosh. Am I live? I'm live saying all of this, right?
Yeah, but
nobody
knows who
you are, Kate. Who drives a brand
only,
new...
It was only $52,000. That's all I'm going to say.
You bought a car for $52,000?
She's got $600,000 in the bank.
What kind is it?
And it was,
what is
it? Wasn't even brand new. I couldn't get a brand new one either. They said
so
no.
That's why, like an Audi, a BMW, Lexus?
No, it was a Mercedes.
Mercedes.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you! That's so cool.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, so I still live at home in my mom's, you know, my little bedroom upstairs. But
that's fine.
I know, but that's good.
You're being really smart.
They come out and thank them one
day. You're being super smart.
Do you not want to go to college? You said they're making you go. Do you not want to go?
I didn't want to at first, but they said, no, that I needed to. It had to be something. It had to be either, you know, business. It had to be some sort of finance or...
I mean, it's a lot of money, but you could blow through that pretty darn quick.
Yeah, well...
It seems like a lot of money, but that could go fast.
I'm not a fan of people who don't want to go to college going to college personally, but I'm glad that they're trying to make you do the responsible thing. So,
well, because if it was me, I'd be on a jet going to Paris or
But there's a medium. You know, there's a middle ground. You don't have to blow it all by doing that, but you could go out and start your own little business. You know,
and to me, they tell me just go downtown to the museum and get all my history down there.
Right.
You sound like a very mature 19-year-old.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Thank you.
So now, anyway, so you called to play Rattle Off. You want to play some Rattle Off with us?
Yes, let's do. I'm really nervous about this.
So here we go. We're going to give you the topic. You got 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples of that topic.
Okay.
And it's funny, we were just talking about cars because you are getting a car topic. 10 seconds, we need 5 cars or trucks, 5 cars or trucks made by Honda. Ready and go.
Okay, let's see. So we have,
in a hurry.
A Nissan.
No. Honda.
Honda.
Okay,
well,
I blew this one.
That's all right. I think 4 months ago, you're lucky.
You're still a winner, Kate.
Was at the high point.
I'm talking to you.
You're fine.
Listen, I do want to thank you for opening up and talking about it because our listeners just find this stuff interesting. So.
I was set to do this, and you guys picked up the phone, and then you got me sidetracked thinking about, okay, now I want to go back to Paris, and my mom is telling me, you got to get ready for school.
Just go. Just don't tell her and go.
Yeah, just take off.
She's going to be my little sack lunch telling me to go. So.
You are delightful. You call us often, okay?
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
There she goes. She won $1 million.
What a lovely woman.
So cool.
Wow.
Jen, have you ever won $1 million?
I have not.
Now, what's the most you've ever won?
The most I've ever won?
Of anything.
$5? Yeah, that's kind of sad.
Well, no. I don't know that I've ever won more than $5. I'd have to think of. Maybe that's a topic for our show. What's the coolest thing you ever won?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a note. We're going to do that tomorrow. Coolest thing you ever won.
I would not be on for that.
She's like,
you've
$5?
Never won anything cool?
Well, let's see. Oh, I won a pair of Bon Jovi concert tickets when I was 14 years old. That was really exciting.
Cool. Very nice. Yeah.
A little 14-year-old.
How old are you now?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to be 37 in July.
Whoa.
Oh, so you probably won those from Y108 then.
Actually, I was living in Atlanta at the time.
Well, welcome to Colorado. All right, you ready to play some Rattle Off?
Yes.
We're going to do that topic tomorrow, Jeremy, because I think that would be fun.
All right.
10 seconds, sweet Jen. We need 5 body parts of 3 letters. 5 body parts that you can spell.
5 body parts.
5 body parts in 3 letters. No help from anybody. Mm-hmm. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
Toe, arm, eye, ear, leg, jaw, rib, hip.
My God.
So got it.
Dang, you got like 8 of them or something.
Yeah, you won.
You're a winner.
You won. You won something.
I'm an overachiever.
Yeah, so you can take those Bon Jovi tickets and add to it.
Kathleen Madigan.
Kathleen Madigan tickets.
Yay.
And she's very funny.
That's awesome.
You're a winner today, Jen. Sorry you didn't get the $1 million.
That's okay. This is good, too.
Yeah, it is. Listen, you hold on, and Shannon's going to come back and tell you about your prize, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Well, there you go, Jeremy. This was a very interesting game of Rattle Off.
Seriously. Kate.
We will play.
Man, I wonder if she's single.
We will play again tomorrow. You know, if 19... and you've got a boyfriend and you win $1 million, do you tell the boyfriend?
No. You'd probably be treated like a goddess, though. I mean, really.
Yeah, so let him treat you well for like 3 or 4 months and then ditch him.
And dump him.